The Commands of the Apostles. 28. Walk faithfully by faith, not by sight. The spirit fruit Paul defines as faithfulness clearly derives from, though may not be exactly the same as, that quality of mind and heart we call faith. Though originating out of the same root, the two clearly carry distinct attributes. Faith implies the capacity to belief in what we cannot see. Faithfulness adds an additional range of character qualities. Diligence, responsibility, perseverance, loyalty, dependability, trustworthiness, truthfulness, virtue, conscientiousness, and so on. All these are qualities of character observed less and less in the world. But they are to be observed in Christians. Obviously, the fruit Paul is speaking of is multidimensional. Does he imply that all such virtues of the faithful life will emerge from walking in the Spirit? I believe so. When we convert the principle to command, unifying faith and faithfulness into a harmonized lifestyle of obediently walking by faith, not by sight, and living according to the principles of faithfulness, the twin fruits of faith and faithfulness will indeed grow as blossoms on our character tree. The great crowd of witnesses in Hebrews 11 reprises the faith of a series of God's faithful men and women. The two concepts are not always interchangeable, but in Hebrews 11 they are. Without altering the meaning, the author might well have written, in faithfulness, Enoch, in faithfulness, Noah, in faithfulness, Abraham, in faithfulness, Moses. By faith, these men acted in faithfulness. In faithfulness, they lived their faith. In introducing these saints of faith, therefore, Hebrews 11:1 stands as the great scriptural pillar for the defining of faith. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It joins with Galatians 5:23. The fruit of the Spirit is faithfulness. And 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. To give us a threefold portrait of the high thing of faithful faith. Transforming principle into command, the three merge as one. Walk faithfully by faith, not by sight. This does not merely mean to believe that God will answer our prayers, though we don't see the answering fruit of those prayers. That's often the construction we give it, and occasionally it may mean exactly that. Walking faithfully by faith, however, draws all life into it, not just one's prayer life. We are to live by the principles of faithfulness, even though perhaps we do not see the fruit of our labors, though we see no reason to be trustworthy and faithful, loyal and dependable, virtuous and high-principled, diligent and responsible, persevering and truthful. We continue to live faithfully anyway. We're not merely speaking of prayer. Faithfulness is an all-life virtue. The fruit of faithfulness may remain unseen. Live faithfully anyway. The fruit is God's to grow, not ours to force into fruition in a hothouse of spiritual haste. For the fruit of the Spirit is faithfulness. Faithfulness is its own fruit. We need look for no reward for faithfulness. Becoming a faithful man or woman is the reward. Look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are not seen. For the things that are unseen are eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Walk by the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is faithfulness. Galatians 5:16 and 22. continue in the faith, stable and steadfast. Colossians 1:23. Put on the breastplate of faith. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. Occupy yourself with a divine training that is faith. 1 Timothy 1:4. The aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart in a good conscience and sincere faith. Holding faith and a good conscience. Aim at faith. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verses 5 and 19 and chapter 6 verse 11. Fight the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12. Bid older men to be sound in faith. Titus 2:2. Supplement your faith with virtue. 2 Peter 1:5. Build yourself up in your holy faith. Jude 20. From the Commands of the Apostles by Michael Phillips. Read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase the Commands of the Apostles and other books by Michael Phillips.